Is it not I who, in the character of your physician, have saved you from the palsy, dropsy, and apoplexy, one or other of which would have done for you a long time ago but for me?
I submit and thank you for the past, but entreat the discontinuance of your visits for the future. For in my mind, one had better die than be cured so dolefully. Permit me just to hint that I have also not been unfriendly to you. I never feed physician or quack of any kind to enter the list against you. If, then, you do not leave me to my repose, it may be said you are ungrateful too.
I can scarcely acknowledge that as any objection. As to quacks, I despise them. They may kill you indeed, but they cannot injure me. And as to regular physicians, they are at last convinced that the gout in such a subject as you are is no disease but a remedy. And wherefore cure a remedy? But to our business, there...
Oh, for heaven's sake, leave me. And I promise faithfully never more to play at chess, but to take exercise daily and live temperately.
I know you too well. You promise, Fair. But after a few months of good health, you will return to your old habits. Your fine promises will be forgotten like the form of last year's clouds. Let us then finish the account, and I will go. But I leave you with the assurance of visiting you again at a proper time and place. For my object is your good. And you are sensible now that I'm your real friend.
LiteralSystems.com